Mark Sapelsa is standing by right now, and he's going to explain to us what this, well, not all the details, right, Mark? But give us the
I'll give you what you need.
Generalities here of what's happened with this the story. Now, you talked about it last week that you guys, and I think, this is the brilliance of Mark and his production team at Channel 9, mm-hmm. where they go, this is the most obvious story to tell in the middle of this Trump rage going on all over the country. You know, a lot of the stuff that happened when he built the Trump Tower here was ridiculous.
Well, you recall last week when because you and Anna said, listen to this soundbite. You guys were talking about some Trump appearance, I think, in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the soundbite at that moment was, I don't like to pay taxes.
It's funny that you should mention it because here you go.
There it is.
When are you going to release your tax returns?
Probably over the next few months. They're being worked on right now.
What's the holdup?
They're very big tax returns. The biggest, I guarantee you this, the biggest ever in the history of what we're doing. So it's very complicated stuff, but we'll be releasing them.
Will people be surprised at the rate that you pay?
I think they'll be surprised at how little I pay.
Lower or higher than expected?
No, they're going to be surprised at how little I pay. I fight like hell not to pay a lot of tax. And you know what? Every politician probably does. I watched others where they say, I want to pay tax. I fight like hell not to pay tax. I hate the way the government spends my money.
That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly the soundbite. So I said, next week we'll talk about how little taxes he pays or doesn't like to pay. Mm-hmm. And again, you cannot blame any American for wanting to fight their tax bill.
Right.
Sure, go for it. There are systems in place. Mm-hmm. However, let me ask you if this is proper.
All right. It's legal.
Okay.
It's legal in this state, in this county, in this city. But is this proper?
All right.
You donate X amount of thousands of dollars to the hotel PAC that donates that money to Ed Burke, who's the chairman alderman, mm-hmm. the emeritus mm-hmm. supreme king,
mm-hmm.
Chicago alderman, mm-hmm. who also is partner in a tax law firm
mm-hmm.
who lowers your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You give tens of thousands of dollars to Mike Madigan, who's Speaker of the House, who also is partner in a tax law firm that fights to lower your building taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You give to the Democratic Party of Cook County, chaired by Joe Berrios, who actually determines what your taxes should be.
Oh, my gosh.
You know where I'm going here.
Yes. And you kind of know it's all in place, but then when you start thinking about it, normal people, who can
don't
afford
have that access
to pay the $300 an hour or whatever it is to get the tax-fighting attorney to lower yours?
Not to mention the $50,000 that you probably donated to.
Exactly. The whole string that you just
explained.
That's
where we're going there. And it's not just a Trump problem. Trust me. It's an Ed Burke problem. It's a Mike Madigan problem. It's a Joe Berrios problem. Trump is coming in doing exactly, he's doing the Chicago, Illinois way, and he's getting a big break.
Okay, so the break that he is getting, and it wasn't like a break to get him to come here, right? It wasn't a break to get him to buy the building like we did with Boeing or anything else like that. That wasn't where the state legislature signed off on it.
Exactly.
And there's, some kind of a deal there.
So I guess what I would ask you is,
here's what I want to know. Before you even ask that, I want to know this. Who's paying more in property taxes? Donald Trump in the Trump Tower that has a hotel, what is it, 70 stories or 60-something stories,
beautiful
right? Beautiful building.
Great sign.
With multi-million dollar apartments
mm-hmm.
And the beautiful hotel and restaurants and all of that. Or me. Who's paying more in property taxes?
Make sure you have the right answer to that, Mark.
I actually do think the Trump Tower's paying more.
Okay, good. All right.
However, it's really complicated. And it's so complicated, we actually say in the story, this is going to make your head spin
mm-hmm.
if we try to lay all this out. So we just take a piece of it, a piece of the Trump Tower, because there are multiple, and I'm giving you way too much information, but there are multiple taxable interests within the tower. You just mentioned them. There's mm-hmm. condos, individual condos. There's the hotel. There's the lobby. There are the restaurants. There's the parking area. So we take just a slice of it where he gets a percentage cut that you and I could not get. We couldn't get. And
do the condo owners get like what everybody else would normally get? I'll bet they do. I'll bet Derrick Rose is paying
top
dollar.
They're on their own. Exactly. They've got to go to Joe Berrios and the tax appeal. They've got to do exactly what you and I have to do as individuals to try and lower their taxes. Trump is responsible for different parts of his building. The condo owners are responsible for their own. The bottom line is we just watched, like I said, a slice of this hotel and how he used the Chicago way, apparently, and got a significant relief.
I suppose Trump would be proud of that, for the aforementioned reasons, right?
And go back to the beginning of what I said. Everyone in America will, we know we have to pay taxes to have services, but we all think we pay too much. We all think the government wastes it, so we all want to fight for it. But do you have the access that this guy's had?
No.
Do you have the access?
No.
Right.
No.
That all of Burke's and Madigan's and Berrios's clients or donors have. And the question is answered with a simple no, and you'll see tonight.
And I'm sure you saw from your report too, Mark, that the tax assessment process and the appeal process, they're so convoluted and there's so many paths you can take, and it's not really understood to most of us how that might work. I know I was trying to help my mom appeal her taxes a few years ago, and it was disastrous.
It is intentionally opaque for two reasons.
Bingo, here you go.
One, it is so that you don't know. So the individual property owner, homeowner, whatever it happens to be, when they look at it, that multiplier is designed to confuse you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing very clear. As a matter of fact, remember, they changed the law here a couple of years ago to make it more clear, but it didn't get more clear. Because the multiplier is still it's a moving target. Mm-hmm. There's no idea.
Right.
You're not exactly sure. Well, how did we end up with this? Because they would give you a valuation. Like, you'd have a house. Let's say you had a $250,000 house, and they would give you a valuation of like $32,000.
Yeah.
And you'd look at it, you go, oh, my God.
What happened to our
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happened? And then they go, and then you'd call, they go, no, that's not what that means. That's not what that
that's
means.
Exactly right.
That is a valuation for a plat of land. upon which your property is being assessed, and then on top of that, then there's someone else, and they go like this whole thing. And you go, well, what does the multiplier mean? And then they just hang up on you.
You
who's
call
asking?
Back and you wait in line for an hour.
Right.
Are we on hold?
Then, but I'll tell you what is interesting though is that the other reason that it is opaque is because they don't want there's elected officials in this, right?
Exactly.
All those
right.
people, Joe Berrios.
Exactly right.
He's one of them. And, to keep that that gig, you got the opaque nature of your tax bill.
Let me explain this to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know, because, you call their office, they're like, hey, listen, you're calling. We're at lunch. What are you doing? So it's fascinating. Well, I'm glad. Can I give you one little piece of advice here?
Anytime.
Tonight, as you're promoting this on the Twitter, I'm sure you will.
On the tweet, yep.
I want you to tag the real Donald Trump.
Which I did last night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah, and we actually talked about that. I said to my Trepper producer, should I tweet him now?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't hear anything back. But that doesn't mean anything, because anytime he could rise up.
Yeah.
Wait till you put the link to the story up.
Right, right.
And then you'll hear back from him.
Yeah.
I
strongly encourage it. Please.
I know this. We're all in the same company. And I'm sorry, Mr. Wirt, that I am suggesting this. Mr. Ligori and Mr. Whoever else.
DeCastro.
The chief legal counsel. Yeah, Mr. He, actually, Mr. DeCastro would be behind me on this.
Anyway.
I hope they sue you for this.
Very well.
Because that would be awesome.
All right.
Well, there's Tom's killing.
Oh, Tom's on the other
Sounds
end.
Good. All right.
Okay, Tom.
Tom?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
He flipped it off.
What was that all about?
Yeah. I think it might have been like your producer saying, hang on, Tom. Stand by.
That was Judy, I think it was. Was it Judy? Was it who was trying to take him in over there?
So, Mark, you probably did reach out to Trump, I'm sure, right? And nothing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've actually been talking to his people at length. And
that George guy that was on The Apprentice, you talking to him? I thought he was his lawyer.
He seems frosty.
He's got multiple layers of people, so we've had to kind of snake our way to figure out. And we did have a lengthy discussion yesterday with his peeps, put it that way. So
what about wasn't the first Apprentice winner Bill
Rancic?
Rancic
was the one running the deal. What if all of a sudden they send Rancic to you and they got to explain the tax?
He's in
thing.
Chicago. You can go knock on his door.
Right. He'd want to come on TV.
I think. Well, he's such a good guy too.
He is.
But he still
smart
refers,
guy too.
He always refers to Donald Trump as Mr. Trump, and I'm like, oh, cut it out!
I'm like, come on. But he has respect for him.
Yeah, he does.
He gave him a start.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see this coming up tonight at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Will you run in both pieces?
I think we'll do the 9, and then we'll post it immediately online for you at WGNTV.com.
Oh man, it's gonna be so. Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I can't wait either.
I'm so excited about this.
Trump's people respond.
Oh, they probably will.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, I'm sure they will.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Mark.
Thank you.
All right, now Tom, it's your turn. You can jump on and record your weather for Judy for the bottom of the hour.
You have to wait your turn, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's